ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 14, entitled Lord Krishna Explains the Yoga System. Text 45. Evam Samahita Mati Evam Samahita Mati Mam Eva Atmanam Atmani Mam Eva Atmanam Atmani Vikaste Mai Sarva Atma Vikaste Mai Sarva Atma Jyotir Jyotishi Samyutam Jyoti Jyotishi Samyutam Evam Samahitam Matir Mam evatmanam atmani Vikaste mai sarvatman Jyoti jyotishi samyutam Evam samahitam mati Mam evatmanam atmani Vikaste mai sarvatman Jyoti Jyotishi Samyutam Mame Vatmanam Atmani Vikaste Mai Sarvatmam Jyoti Jyotishi Samyutam Evam Samahitam Matir Mame Vatmanam Atmani Jyotishi Samyutam Vikaste Mai Sarvatmam Jyoti Jyotishi Samyutam Evam Samahitam Mati Ameva Atmanam Atmani Jyoti Jyotishi Samyutam Evam, thus, samahita, completely fixed, mati, consciousness, mam, me, eva, indeed, atmanam, the individual soul, atmani, within the individual soul. Vikaste sees Mayi in me, Sarva Atmam, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jyoti, the sun rays. Jyotisi, within the sun. Samyutam, united. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. One who has completely fixed his mind on me should see me within his own soul and should see the individual soul within me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, he sees the individual souls united with the Supreme Soul, just as one sees the sun's rays completely united with the sun. You want to chant responsively the English? Yes? One who has completely fixed his mind on me should see me within his own soul and should see the individual soul within me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, he sees the individual souls united with the Supreme Soul, just as one sees the sun's rays completely united with the sun. In the spiritual world, everything is naturally effulgent because that is the nature of spirit. Thus, when one sees the individual soul as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, the experience can be compared to seeing the sun's rays emanating from the sun. The Supreme Lord is within the living entity, and simultaneously the living entity is within the Lord. But in both cases, the Supreme Lord and not the living entity is the maintainer and controller. How happy everyone could be by taking to Krishna consciousness and finding the Supreme Lord Krishna within everything and everything within Krishna. Liberated in Krishna consciousness, liberated life in Krishna consciousness is so pleasurable that the greatest misfortune is to be without such consciousness. Sri Krishna is kindly explaining in many different ways the supremacy of Krishna consciousness, and fortunate persons will understand the sincere message of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshushunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Pandantikam. Evam Samahitam Matir Mam Evatmanam Atmani Vikaste Mai Sarvatmam Jyoti Jyotishya Samyutam. One who has completely fixed his mind on me should see me within his own soul and should see the Supreme Soul within me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, he sees the individual souls united with the Supreme Soul, just as one sees the sun's rays completely united with the sun. So, Krishna here, as well as in many other places within the Vedic literature, especially in the Bhagavad Gita, is explaining the situation. In the beginning of Gita, Prabhupada talks about the living entity, the Lord, and what is the relationship between the two. So this is key. We have to understand who we are, and we have to understand who the Lord is. Because if we don't have proper understanding, then the process will be diverted. It won't be proper. Sambandha means relationship, and everything is based on relationship, sambandha. And abhideya means process, is based on sambandha. If the sambandha is not correct, if the sambandha is misunderstood, then the process will also be mixed up and spoiled. And therefore, you won't reach the goal, the proper goal. Prayojana. What is our goal, or what is the goal of the living entity? Leave us aside for 1 minute, if that's possible. We're talking in general. The living entity is a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Mama evamsa jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana, eternally a part and parcel of the Lord. So when you see in the description, even when Lord Himself is talking about this oneness, that you should see your own soul, you should see yourself within the Lord. Yes? And the individual soul united with the Supreme Soul. Just like the sun rays. Does it mean that we become one with the Lord? No. That's not the understanding. And that's not the understanding that Krishna is giving or trying to give. We've heard Krishna explain how there's so many variegated personalities, persons within the material world, and they all have different desires, they all have different so-called needs. We say so-called because it's not their real need, it's the need that they believe in, their need. What is the real need that we can discuss? But individually, so many people have their needs. I need this. I have to have this. And therefore, the Lord, being so kind, He makes the arrangement according to the desire. According to the desire of the living entity, He's giving remembrance, forgetfulness, you know. I was just hearing Prabhupada said death means forgetfulness. That's all it means. And he was explaining how if we didn't have that forgetfulness, then we'd be in a very sorry state. He gave the example, you know, if I was a king, some big king, Raja, in my previous life, and then in this life I'm a cobbler, and if I remembered that, then how would I feel? Very bad. So forgetfulness. Death means forgetfulness. You forget, you come again and take up. And if you're fortunate, then you get some understanding from the Lord. So many different, you know, yoga, you see, he's explaining yoga system. And you hear a lot about yoga these days. This yoga, that yoga, this yoga, that yoga, even dog yoga, I've heard. Dog yoga, goat yoga. These things are all going on. But this is not yoga. This is not yoga. Yoga is being explained here. That yoga means how to yoke with the Lord. Because that's our real business. That's our real need. And you're talking about needs. We do have needs. We do have needs. We all want to be happy. Right? We all want to live forever. Why? Why are these needs are there? Why we have that hankering? Why is it? Because that's our nature. That's our true nature. Sat, Chit, Ananda. We have the same nature as the Lord. But we are so tiny, somehow or other, we've become covered. And only that covering is only by the Lord Himself. So you want to see yourself in the Lord, you want to see the Lord in everything, it's there. It's a fact. It's factual. You can't do anything. We cannot do anything. Even this futile attempt that we make to become controllers, to become the masters of our own destiny, it's arranged by Him. It's arranged by Him. It's arranged by His energy. Even that we cannot do on our own. He gives that service to Maya. Maya Devi takes that service and she throws us down and covers us over. Throwing potency and covering potency. That's Maya. Right? And so then we find ourselves in various lamentable situations, but we think we're enjoying. The pig is eating stool, but he's very happy with his family, piglets all running. He's very happy because he's covered, he's forgotten, and he's enjoying. And we are like that. We are like that. In general, I'm not talking about you sadhus. This is a different thing. But in general, people are struggling with their weight, with the weight of Maya and what she puts us through, through our own ignorance, through our own doing. People say, oh, what is this? There cannot be any God. If there was a God, why would He treat me like that? Why would He put me in such uncomfortable situation? Why would He do this? Why would He do that? But this is a misunderstanding. They don't want to take responsibility. We do not want to take responsibility for our own actions. Everything that comes to us, the living entity, is a result of our own misdeeds, of our own actions. And we better understand that. We better understand who we are, try to understand who we are, and who is the Lord, and what is that relationship. And that is the basis of our life. So Prabhupada says here, how happy everyone would be in Krishna conscious, in Krishna consciousness and finding the Supreme Lord, Krishna. And it's a fact. Maybe we got some taste of that. Maybe. We might be here for other reasons. But maybe but somehow we will get that taste if we associate with the devotees. Ado shraddha tata sadhusam. Right? So we've taken these steps. We've taken these steps towards the goal. So our goal is assured. The devotees tell us, the acharyas, they say that your goal is assured. So when we step in off the street, Prabhuji mentioned that I joined in Mexico, And it's true. I walked in off the street. I was invited to come on Sunday. We have a program. I walked in off the street, and my memory of that day was I spent a lot of time breaking roses into petals. And some Prabhuji was talking to me. I don't know what he was saying. I can't remember. He must have been telling me about philosophy, something like that. But I wasn't so attuned to what he was saying. But I was attuned to what was going on around. And I was breaking petals of flowers. And then as the day other people were making huge garlands of fruits, pineapples and apples and oranges, and hanging them, decorating the place. And I was like, what's going on here? This is very nice. And then later on, as the day progressed, and I remember there was chanting going on, and then from the veranda above, they start throwing these petals, this rose petals, which I had helped to break. So, wow, this is fantastic. What is this? And so, my point is that walking off the street, looking like low class, kind of long hair and all these things, I was able to somehow, by the mercy of those devotees, engage in the topmost activity, devotional service. Whether I knew it or not, it didn't matter. It felt like home. And immediately I asked them, oh, can I stay here? Is it possible? Can I stay here? What's going on? Can I be here? And that was arranged somehow. The TP didn't like the idea. He said no. But somehow they convinced him that, yeah, he's sincere. I wasn't. I just liked the place. So they let me stay. So the original point I was making was that by walking off the street, unqualified, no qualification, just like a beggar, I was able to immediately engage in service with the devotees. I didn't have to do all these other activities that are being described. I didn't have to sit with a straight back and with my legs crossed. I can't even do it even now. I couldn't do it then, I can't do it now. But by the mercy of the devotees, we can take up the highest yoga. Yoga. What is the goal of yoga? The goal of yoga is to link with the Lord, re-establish our relationship with the Lord. So all those other, even forget about the nonsense yoga, but even the yoga processes described in the bona fide yoga processes described in the Vedas, in the scriptures, Krishna himself describing, they are not necessary. Sarvadhamam prijyaja, mame kapna saranambuja. You can go straight. You can go directly. You can take the shortcut and link directly with the Lord, but only by the mercy of the devotees. So, Prabhupada is saying here, how happy would everyone be? So that's that gift we got. We got that gift. And so it's incumbent on us, if we have any gratitude, to give that gift to others. And by giving that gift to others, two things are achieved. It's a very nice process that Prabhupada gave us, Sankirtan. We are giving the gift, but by that giving, we are also becoming purified. We're also making advancement in spiritual life, in that achieving of the goal of Krishna consciousness. Everyone wants to be happy. Liberated life in Krishna consciousness is so pleasurable that the greatest misfortune is to be without such consciousness. And that's our position here in the material world. Somehow or other we gave up. We came here. Doesn't matter how. We are here. We are here, and by the grace of the devotees, somehow we came to the conclusion that we need to go back. We have to get out. We have to get out of this place. This is not a nice place for us. It's not our place. We have to get out. And so that's our process. That's our sadhana. How to get out of this material world and reclaim our right. They say birthright, but it's no birthright. No birthright. We don't want to be born again. We want no birthright. That we want to re-establish our eternal position with the Supreme Lord. And that is possible by this process of Krishna consciousness. And one of the easy, even within Krishna consciousness, you know, there's easy. We said, we talked about shortcut, all these other processes. You don't have to do all that. Just go straight to Krishna consciousness, bhakti yoga. Just go straight there. But even within bhakti yoga, there's shortcuts. There's easy ways to make good advancement, good progress. And one of those easy ways is to give the gift. Give the gift of Krishna consciousness to Srila, from Srila Prabhupada that we got to others. And by that process, by that activity, you'll make even more progress. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. So, you know, he mentioned that I doing service in Mayapur. Why? Why Mayapur? Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that if you help in Mayapur to build Mayapur, he'll come. So why I shouldn't take advantage of that? I need all the help. So that's why. And my other service is BBT. Why? Because that's dear to Srila Prabhupada. And by that activity, the lotus feet of the spiritual master is the only way that we can obtain pure devotional service. Right? So we have to please him. We have to please the spiritual master. What pleases him? Well, you know, he wants us to chant Hare Krishna, and he wants us to distribute Hare Krishna. Distribute his books, distribute the holy name, distribute prasadam. Just somehow or other get people to take something. Take that gift. And if they take it, once they take it, bus, finish. Their material life is finished. May take time, doesn't matter. It's finished. And that's the gift that Mahaprabhu started more than 500 years ago, and it was brought to us by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada ki. Any comments, questions from the Shastris? Questions?
Hare Krishna. So Prabhuji, first of all, very thank you for the inspiring talk. So we are fortunate to have an association in serving Srila Prabhupada, spiritual master Mahaprabhu. We may face many challenges. Some challenges may come from outside, and the devotees are united, we fight. Other challenges may come from within the society of devotees itself, internal conflicts and so on. Could you share some of your personal realization? How do we co-op with the challenges, especially that comes from within the society, and keeping our faith, how can we go on serving? So would like to share some realization on that, your personal.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have much realization, but I have a little experience. And I faced this right in the beginning, because I was young. I'm a young devotee. I'm not a senior devotee, I'm a young devotee. And so in the beginning days, but I had some kind of acumen, some kind of ability to do things. And so in the beginning, I had responsibilities, but I had to deal with a lot of seniors. And probably I wasn't dealing properly. I was junior. And so I asked Tamal Krishna Maharaj, who was one of my mentors, that, hey, you know, you gave me this service, but in order to do the service, I have to deal with these Brahmins and senior devotees, and they don't like it. What to do? And he told me, well, you always have to do your service, but you have to maintain respect. So it goes back to that sambandha. There's a relationship. We have a certain relationship with all devotees. Maybe they're senior, maybe they're junior, maybe they're on the same level as us. And, you know, Rupa Goswami tells us how we're supposed to interact. But it's difficult, because how do we know who's senior, who's junior? Just because, oh well, he joined 3 days before me, or I joined 10 days before him, so I'm senior. It's not really like that. It's not really like that. We take it like that sometimes, but it's not really like that. We have to see the action, the pranai, artai, diyo, vacha. These are the different things that we can give. What is that activity? Then we can understand. And then, if we try to understand that, and then we can deal properly, if we understand what is the relationship in our interaction with other devotees. But the easiest thing is just to take the position that, well, they're all senior to me, and so I have to take shelter of them. But still I have my service. I have to execute the service, but these people are all my seniors, and I have to deal with them properly. So that's a safe position in interaction, and when we're dealing internally. And there's no doubt when you're in management and in executing, you know, you'll face challenges. You spoke of challenges, you use that word. And it's challenging sometimes because everyone has their own idea. Everyone has their own idea. No, this way. No, I think this should be. We're fortunate because Prabhupada gave a very, very detailed structure of what he wanted done, what he wanted achieved. He gave a lot of detail, and even within that we have a lot of room to move, but we can always stick with the principles that he gave. So that will always protect us also. That if you find some issue, go back to the basics. What's the basic understanding? What are we trying to achieve here? Go back to the basics. And so that's my experience. That's what I've seen and am seeing. Because it continues. The other thing is that there's always service. There's always service. Even you can come and just sweep the temple floor and be happy in that service. So if push comes to shove, there's always something you can do. You don't have to get into a fight and try to maintain some position, or it's okay. Make the garlands, sweep the temple, cook for the deities. It's unlimited service in Krishna consciousness. This is Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya Vidya. It's a knowledge of detachment, not attachment. So don't become attached. Problems arise, challenges arise through attachment. Attachment to our idea. Attachment to this. But this is Vairagya Vidya, knowledge of detachment. We have to become detached. So if we take that mentality with us, it becomes easier. And it becomes easy to face challenges together with the other devotees. And always remember, they're also sincere in their understanding. It may be a different understanding to you, but they're sincere in their understanding. As sincere as you are in your understanding. Right? So we shouldn't forget that also. Is that all right? It's 9 o'clock. I think it's the end, right, of the class? All right then. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.